Have you ever heard someone say that Romans 1 isn't condemning all homosexuality, but only the abusive kind? You know, many today claim that what Paul condemns in Romans chapter 1 is power abuse, older men exploiting younger, weaker men. They even point to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and say Paul is only addressing imbalanced relationships. But when Paul speaks in that passage, he condemns both participants, the one acting the part of the woman and the one acting the part of the man. Both are included and both are condemned. Both are accountable. And so this is not merely about exploitation. It is about the act itself. Of course, exploitation is evil. Of course, manipulation and abuse are condemned by God. But Romans 1 is not a narrow statement about abusive relationships. It is a universal one about dishonoring the body and suppressing the truth of God's creational design. So Paul is not dealing with exceptions. He is dealing with what happens when a culture abandons God. And here's his heartbeat. Christians must stand firm on the truth and remain tender toward the wounded. Some people have been exploited into these lifestyles. Some carry deep trauma. Our goal is never to condemn the hurting, but to bring them the hope and the healing and the redemption of Jesus Christ. Truth without compassion is harsh. Compassion without truth is hollow. But the gospel gives us both. So make this your prayer today. Jesus, help me hold the line of your truth with conviction and hold hurting people with compassion. Teach me to walk like you, full of grace and truth. Here's two people you can pray for today. Regino Acuna and his family, our national changemakers in Paraguay. And also remember Donnie Parrish, LifeWords Executive Director.